Hello, my imaginary friends. It's still Saturday, the 21st of July, 2012. And I'm making lasagna. I've had a good long sleep this afternoon, and courtesy of my lovely wife, taking the kids out to the zoo so I could sleep. And I find myself listening to an audio book by Paul O'Mahony, recorded late last Sunday. That's how far behind I am. My Pawari syndrome means I'm almost a week behind, and so that's why I'm listening to one from last Sunday late in the evening. I'm thinking about Paul O'Mahony, and I'm thinking about a story that's in my head that I believe is true, but maybe fictional, maybe misremembered. It's a memory, and an impression, and a memory, an impression of a memory, or a memory of an impression. Maybe it's a memory of an impression. There you go. So yeah, this may or may not be true. I think it's true, and that's why I offer it up, but it may be incorrect. So I have a memory of hearing Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog on Twitter and on Audioboo. Memory of hearing him for the first time. The first few times I heard him, you know, as when the first few times you listen to anybody's Audioboos, and you're building up a picture of who this person is, why you should want to listen to them or not. So I was building up a picture, and I have this memory of him doing a boo about walking the dog, and he was talking about how walking the dog is a genre of audio boos that he is a major proponent of, and his contribution. He had a historic place as being the first person to do an audio boo of walking the dog in Ireland, and he was amongst the pioneers with Christian Payne of Documentally, who also does some dog walking boos. And I remember listening to this and thinking, my God, he's taking this subject very seriously, and you know, he's done his research into this, and you know, he's looked at he's done a search on tags for dog walking on Audioboo, and he's done it, and I kind of got the impression, well, this guy's taking himself a little bit too seriously, and he's being rather grandiose and self-important about it. That was my impression at the time. And it was, you know, that doesn't paint a very nice picture. It's not necessarily a very attractive trait to be perceived as being sort of self-important. But of course, I persevered and carried on listening to Paul, and I've got to know Paul O'Mahony, the audio boo aspect of him, a lot better over the 6 months or so that's followed. And of course, he's a brilliant booer, and he's not self-important. I know now that was satire, that he was being satirical, and he was playing with his audience, and that those who were in his audience who knew him would have immediately known he was being satirical, and those of him that were new members of his audience, like I was at that time, would be swept along with and take it at face value, and perhaps be shocked or horrified or appalled or whatever. And I think it's a really interesting I just think looking back now, you know, 6 months later, and knowing that Paul is not in any way self-important, grandiose, and knowing that he's just a very humorous, satirical, deep-thinking, generous, incredibly articulate ambassador of Audioboo, an ambassador of himself. Can you be an ambassador of yourself? I'm talking rubbish now. But you know, he's brilliant, but I thought it might. Yeah, 6 months later is enough distance for me to be honest and say that, and just give that feedback to Paul, whether he's aware of it or not. That was the perception that I had of him when he was satirical in that way. Whether it was intentional on his part, or whether it was an unintentional, an unintended perception, I don't know, and only he will know that. But as I think about it more, because I've only just really started thinking about this, you know, the usual thing, you know, switch on Audioboo, then engage brain. But if I think about this anymore, it may be, I'm sure that the keys are all there for me to unlock and find out whether or not it was intended that way. And then I look at myself and do I act in ways that are deliberately or maybe unintentionally, but habitually unattractive to strangers? Am I keeping strangers away from me? Is it part of what I do to act in the way which is not attractive to strangers, so that I can concentrate on the people that are close to me and have got to look at me and get to know me and taking the time to invest, finding out about what I'm doing and whether I'm taking the mickey or whether I'm being serious, and whether I'm trying to make people laugh or whether I'm trying to make people think or whether I'm trying to make people cry. I can't imagine that happens very often. But I'm just being a bit open-minded and brainstorming, I think. So apologies for wasting your time. Yeah, thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.